Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
My dear friends, this first reading today is much more important than you would suspect. It was not just a fight between the Jewish widows and the Gentile widows. The Gentile widows were arguing when we have breakfast after Mass. The Jewish widows are getting jelly donuts and coffee, and we're winding up with a piece of toast and a glass of water. It was much more than that. It was a split that was about to destroy the entire church, in that we had probably the majority of the people, the converts, were anti-St. Paul. Literally. Anything Paul did was wrong, in a sense, like the political situation today. But anyhow, all the Jewish converts thought you should be Jewish first, then enter the church. And they objected to the fact that St. Paul was going out and converting people without giving them all that history of the Jewish prophets and the 850 years of prophecy about the Christ that was coming. The Jewish people had nothing, in a sense. They were Roman captives, as it were. Rome controlled everything. They were a captive nation. The only thing they had was this hope that this Messiah, the Christ, was going to come to the Jews. When he came, now they wrote Matthew's Gospel. Matthew's Gospel is written by Jewish converts for Jews who knew the Old Testament. They wanted to prove that Christ fulfilled all those prophecies of the Old Testament. So it says in Matthew's Gospel, Christ did this, thus fulfilling the words of the prophet Isaiah, or whatever. That is your tip-off. It's Matthew's Gospel. They wanted to make Christ the new Moses. Where was the Old Testament, the law given? On about Mount Sinai. Where was the new law, the Beatitudes given? On a mountain, the Sermon on the Mount. They tried to draw this parallel between Christ and Moses. But you had to know the Old Testament. Now, they objected to the fact that Paul is out preaching to the hated pagans. They didn't care what happened to the Jews and all those prophets. The pagans are converted. Christ came down from heaven. He's the second person of the Blessed Trinity. He set up a church with sacraments. He was crucified for us, forgave us our sins. We receive in communion. We don't need to know about the Jewish history. So the Jews resented it so much that they went around behind Paul after he founded a church and moved on. They moved in and said, Paul wasn't really an apostle. Don't listen to him. Listen to us. Our bishop is Philip or James or somebody. He had the right idea. Paul didn't. This upsets Paul no end. Paul was not a very patient person anyhow. Yet he is upset with it. In Galatians, go home and read Galatians. Who has misled you, you stupid Galatians? If an angel comes down and tells you that preaches another gospel, don't listen to it. So anyhow, this is splitting the entire church. Now, Peter and Paul were not opposed to each other, but it was the factions within the church. So, Paul is so upset that he goes up to Jerusalem to fight this out with Peter. Now, if you read Galatians, Paul says, I faced Peter face to face and argued him down. It wasn't quite that way. Peter was inclined to go that way anyhow, that you did not have to become Jewish first. However, St. Luke writes it up in Acts of the Apostles 15. If you want something to do today, take 10 minutes out and read Acts 15 and Galatians. Don't take 10, 15 minutes. So anyhow, Paul goes to Jerusalem. We have now the Council of Jerusalem in the year 49. You have Peter, James, and John, maybe a couple other bishops, and you have Paul. Paul says, do you have to become Jewish to enter the church or not? Now they write back a letter, and they send Paul and Barnabas out to preach this. You do not have to become Jewish. You have to abstain from meat, sacrifice to idols, and a couple of other things. But the letter says, we know that some of our people, without any authority from us, bishops, have upset your consciences. This is what you have to do and believe. We are the bishops. We have the authority to make these decisions. The visionaries don't, the theologians don't, the bishops do. Okay, so what is important here is that in the year 49, with the bishops and the pope, you had an ecumenical council telling people what they had to do to be saved and claiming authority to tell you these things. The important thing about this is it took place in the year 49. At that time, not a single word of the New Testament had been written. And we already had a church with an ecumenical council, the bishops and the pope, claiming authority to teach us. So we have nothing to fear about Scripture or what it says. We wrote it. So if anybody tells you the Catholic faith is not based on Scripture, of course it isn't. Scripture is based on Catholic teaching. We wrote it after we had an ecumenical council and a church already well set up. So don't let anybody argue about this with you. The Vatican II said there are three things necessary to understand the Scripture. You have to have Scripture, you have to have tradition, and you have to have the teaching authority of the Church. All three must be present. So we see the apostles now going out and teaching you do not have to become Jewish. Actually, in the reading the other day, Peter had the vision. He's on the rooftop, and the a sheet is lowered with all these animals on it. And the boy says, take and eat. And Peter says, never have I eaten any of that stuff. It's non-kosher. That wasn't true. When Peter went out with the Gentiles, he was cheating. He was eating pork and ham and pickled pig's feet and all those other good things. But he wasn't about to announce it from a Jewish rooftop. But then he went back to the Jews and pretended he kept their dietary laws. And Paul knew that. So Paul was holding the high cards when he got to Jerusalem. But Peter was already convinced that that was the way to go. When Peter crossed the threshold of Cornelius' home after that vision, that was opening the church to the Gentiles. So a little bit of history there. Take 10 minutes to read the Acts of the Apostles 15 and Galatians, and you see all this fits in very nicely.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.